This is the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
My expectation is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group.
World Series hero.
And now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ross. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
David Ross joins you on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, some of the world's largest sports book. Rossi, how you doing?
What's up, Lawrence? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well. Before you came on, we were talking about the new Top Gun movie. I haven't seen it yet. Is that in your plans? Is that in your purviews, the type of film that you enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the first one's back in my day, so... Yeah, I have heard one of my coaches went and saw it, raved about it, and then I actually was listening to country music in the morning, so I was listening to a little bit of that, and they were talking about one of the hosts was talking about, feels like it's one of the better movies they've seen in a long, long time. They were raving about it, so definitely got to get out and see that.
Okay, all right, good. Well, if you're hearing good things and other people that I'm talking to are hearing good things, then that means I'm going to have to pay some money and go see Maverick fly and do his thing. But yeah, that's a movie that you quote and you talk about and you have fun with. And Kenny Loggins with the soundtrack of that first movie, man, it's wild stuff right there.
There you go. They're bringing it back. They're bringing back the old school. That's nice. And I heard it's even better than the first, so... that's great.
All right. Well, then in a couple of weeks, we got to compare notes and see what we thought of Top Gun Maverick. What are the latest injury updates on Seiya Suzuki and Wade Miley?
Oh, man, we've got a long list of, you know, guys have been kind of getting banged up. Suzuki went to the IL, jammed his finger in Cincinnati, and it sounds like just sprained maybe a ligament in the knuckle, tried to hit. And just couldn't do it. Tried to give him some rest, slowly work his way back. We were just getting to a point where we want to make sure we could retro the 3 days. And he'll be out just, you know, hopefully only this short amount of time. But he's got some swelling in that finger, and it just, you know, tried to hit live yesterday off the machine. And just anytime he didn't hit it right on the barrel, it was giving a pretty good jolt in the hand. So I don't want him protecting that thing. Get him all the way back and get him back out there healthy and help him so he can continue to help contribute. And then Wade is working his way back as well. He was in a place where just shoulders barking a little bit and threw a pin yesterday or played catch yesterday. Felt much better. So hopefully this is a short stint as well, and we can get him off the bump here real soon and get some good feedback.
What's it been like to navigate this season where you're probably worried going in with the way spring training goes that you might end up losing guys, but what's it been like to manage inside of having so many guys go down?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, there are just so many weird things that have come up, you know, it just feels like one thing after another, and you know, that's just the facts, not trying to make excuses. I think the main thing is it's given some other guys some opportunities, and some young guys have come up and put themselves on the map and been really impressive. And watching them, like Schwarmer making his debut yesterday, obviously Morrell swinging the bat really well, you know, some good things happening with guys going down and young guys coming up and showing their skills. I think the main thing with managing that from a short spring training for me was we tried to, you know, not stretch these guys out early. Wade kind of came out of spring training, banged up and started on the IL. So we got him back for a minute. So it looks like there's some things barking there, some different, but some things still bothering him. So we just want to get him on a regular routine, make sure we don't lose some of that buildup he had, or this is something we're going to deal with for months at a time. So I thought we did a good job early on of that. And a lot of teams were dealing with some injuries early in the season, and it seems like ours are creeping up on us right now. But got a lot of guys coming back here soon, and we'll have some, hopefully get some guys back healthy and be able to play some good baseball ahead.
Okay, so when we're talking about managing, you're bringing up new guys, guys are making their debuts, you've had Velasquez and Swarmer and Morrell. How do you go about trying to indoctrinate those guys and get them ready for what the major leagues is like?
Yeah, and don't forget Espinosa last night was pretty impressive too, right? I think the main thing for me is just, you know, I think we have a clubhouse that guys feel welcome. They feel at home. I think Morrell touched on that when he got up here, being in spring training, the way these guys interact, the way they talk, the culture we try to create, it's all inclusive. We need everybody, young, rookies, veterans, everybody has to contribute to success. And, the winning teams I've been a part of, that's how it is. The culture makes the young guys fit in really fast and make them feel welcome. That way their skills show up and they're not timid. They're not scared. There may be some adrenaline, but there's guys there helping them. And I think, you know, some of the stuff that I read this morning about Schwarmer and Higgins, that he caught him in AAA and Higgy being up here and hitting his first home run yesterday. He's gotten a taste of catching some of these guys last year, and some of the guys that, in spring training, the veterans, he's been around a little bit and knows these guys and how they work. And I think him being able to talk to Matt and tell him, hey, just pitch your game. I'll take care of calling the game, managing the game. You just make your pitches. That's the kind of culture, and that's the kind of thing we're trying to create here. So these guys come up and feel really comfortable and can succeed and pitch or play to their best.
Rossi, this is going to sound weird, but just hang with me on this one, okay? You have Morrell come up, and he is off to a great start. How do you support his great start while also letting him understand that it might not be like this all the time?
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I don't think it's something that you have to make aware to the player. Who are we to judge what it's going to go like? You know, he may be the next Mike Trout. We don't know. I think we come in with so many expectations or lack of expectations. This young man's young, hungry, and he was in big league camp for us 2 years ago, and the growth he's made already is astounding to me. And the way he takes the information is being able to apply that really fast has really been impressive. The coaching staff's been really impressed. We've moved him all over the diamond. He's looked great in each position. His excitement, his energy brings a lot to us. So, for me, when guys struggle, we're there to catch them and help them and talk them through it. But until that time comes, you just high-five them when they do great, pat them on the butt when they punch out or make a mistake, and you keep moving down the line. This is a everyday game that we have to play and stay mentally positive because of all the failure that you go through. And he's a positive person. And so we're along for the ride with him and supporting him. And when things, the bumps in the road come, that's what the family's all about. That's what our culture's all about, is about helping each other through those tough moments, talking through them, and then using some of the experiences we have to maybe give some advice or a helping hand.
He does seem to play with a lot of joy.
Oh man, it's infectious, man. The way he, I was joked the other day with the media. It's like, if you feel like before the game starts, he has to pat everybody on the back or shake everybody's hand, the umpire, the catcher, the guy at first when he gets to second. It doesn't matter. This guy is just a genuinely great human being that loves to play baseball, and that's what's so infectious and so great about him, outside of just his skill set and how he comes to work every day with that smile and that energy is awesome.
Cubs manager David Ross joining me here on The Score. How did Nico Hoerner convince you that he was this team's shortstop?
I think it's over time, the work ethic, the baseball IQ, the conversations. Coming off last year and the injury and knowing he's played there in college and getting a little bit of time there early in his career, and just seeing the work he had to put in, knowing where he needed to be better and be consistent. And, we had a void there in the off season, and so that's where we had him work. And, he comes in, and with Anderton, one of those silver linings that you don't see coming, Anderton being a little banged up when we started the season, him get to get everyday reps at short. He proved it. You know, it's about going out there and proving it. We can hype things up. We can talk about the expectations and who this guy is going to be or that guy and all the prospect stuff. But until you go out and prove it at this level, you know, it's hard to make sure that that's going to stick. So kudos to him for putting in the work in the offseason and coming in and proving it.
And with a player like Anderton that's played at shortstop basically every game of his career, how did that conversation go? You say, look, we have a guy that's established himself now. We need you to do other things. How do those types of conversations go?
Well, what's great about having the type of veterans we have, I'd put Hayward in that category, Anderton, even though he's new here. He came in spring training and said, hey, I'm here to help the team. I'll move around. I'll do whatever you need me to do. And then Nico went down. We brought him back maybe a little bit early, but we needed that shortstop. And he came back, filled the hole. And then Nico came back, and we're looking at with you know, one eye on the future and trying to win on a daily basis. I talked to Anderton, and he said, no problem. You know, it's really as simple as that. I don't think, you know, he had a lot of pushback, and I respect that, and told him he would still move over there some. I think with all the shifting we put Nico out in deep second base when we do shift, and Anderton still plays up the middle, and kind of that shortstop hybrid. So there's still – he's over there a lot. He played shortstop yesterday with the doubleheader. He'll play there some, but I think just – knowing where we're at and where he's at in his career and some of the arm struggles he had coming in to spring training he's been dealing with, I think second base made a lot of sense for a lot of reasons, and he was on board with that.
I'm fascinated by Keegan Thompson, and he's been one of the best players on the Cubs. Like, if you look at every metric, he's been one of the best players. How do you go about developing a player that looks like he could function in either role, either being a starter or being a high leverage reliever?
I think the main aspect is what we dealt with last year, is like coming up and proving that you belong. And I think like he went through that. He had some success, had some failure. Goes into the off season and understands, hey, I'm good enough to pitch in the big leagues. And he knows it. He's proven it. So putting in the work, having the right mentality coming in to this season, and then embracing the role of being on the team and the role that he had. And you're going to need a bunch of pitchers, as we see in a major league season, especially starting pitchers. And for him to give us that depth early on was a huge piece, giving us multiple innings out of the bullpen while we were trying to build up some of these starters with a shortened spring training. He was perfect for that role, and I still think he's a huge value down there. But with all the injuries we've had creep up on us and him being able to slide into the rotation and being able to give us 50, 60, 70 pitches out of the as a starter when he fills in and pitching to the level that he's been pitching at has been huge. So I think it's just about, again, opportunities. These guys take these opportunities and they run with them. Every, you know, when you get opportunity at this level, you have to produce and prove it. Like I said, it, with the shortstop position, it's all about getting your opportunity here and making a name for yourself. And that's what he's doing.
Last five starts for Marcus Stroman, 1.8 ERA. He's dropped his overall ERA 3 full runs. What's he been doing right?
Man, he was great his last outing. We needed that. We were short in the bullpen, and he absolutely went out there and gave us a spectacular performance on the south side. You know, I think he's just finding his rhythm. I say that a lot, but he's a rhythm pitcher. His mechanics and his body just need to line up, and he just seems to be throwing multiple pitches for strikes to both sides of the plate, up, down. Being able to the breaking ball seems super sharp. The slider, he's got two sliders, a hard one and a put away that he can land for strikes or finish with back foot to lefties. It's all been working for him. I just feel like he's in the zone. I think there's even a better version in there. His command is good in the zone, but I know there's times where he's just missing that you know, outside corner, that backdoor two seamer to righties. Some things there. When he locks that in, he's going to be really even more dominant than he was last time. But, you know, he had a long layoff too. with being sick and being able to come back. And now he's just continued to build on where he was before he went in, went on the IL, and getting stretched out and feeling really good about where he's at.
Rossi, good luck tonight against the Brewers, sir.
Thank you, brother. Good to talk to you. And we'll go see that movie real soon. We'll talk about it.
Yes, yes. Hopefully. 2 weeks. We're talking Top Gun, Rossi. 2 weeks. All right.
All right. See you, Lawrence.